Think about the last time you needed maintenance done on your aircraft. Maybe it was a routine annual. Maybe something came up unexpectedly on a pre-flight. Maybe you were stuck somewhere away from home base and had to find a shop you'd never heard of before. How did you decide whether to trust them? I'm Tower. You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. And today we're going to talk about maintenance. Specifically, we're going to talk about what it means when a shop earns a Federal Aviation Administration Repair Station certificate. Because that piece of paper is not just a trophy on the wall, it tells you something real about who is touching your airplane. Before we get into it, a quick word. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, South Mountain Aviation, based in Maryland, just earned its repair station certification from the Federal Aviation Administration. They serve the Mid-Atlantic region, and when Flying Magazine covered it, it was treated as a business milestone for a shop that has clearly put in real work to get to this point. That's worth a moment of recognition. But I want to use this story as a door into something that matters to every pilot listening, because most of us interact with the maintenance world without fully understanding what we're dealing with. So let's start at the beginning. The FAA certifies repair stations under a regulatory framework called Federal Aviation Regulations Part 145. That's the chapter that governs certificated repair stations, what they're allowed to do, and what they have to prove before they're allowed to do it. A Part 145 certificate is not something a shop just fills out and receives. It is an approval process that involves facility inspection, documentation of personnel, proof of equipment, a quality control system, and a training program that has to be on paper and actually followed. The FAA has to be satisfied with all of it before they issue the certificate. And once they do, the shop has ongoing obligations. They have to maintain their facilities and equipment. They have to keep their manuals current. They have to stay in compliance with the FAA's oversight requirements. If they don't, the certificate can be suspended or revoked. There's real accountability attached to that document. Compare that to the alternative. Under FAR Part 65, an individual airframe and power plant mechanic, what most of us call an A&P, can legally work on aircraft without being affiliated with a certificated repair station at all. A good independent A&P is an incredible resource. Some of the best mechanics I've ever known worked out of small shops with a single bay and a chest full of tools. The certificate is not what makes a mechanic competent. But a repair station certificate is an institutional structure around maintenance that an independent operation simply does not have. Here's what I mean. When a repair station performs work, that work is traceable. The maintenance release has to identify who performed the work, who inspected it, and what authority they're operating under. A repair station has to maintain work order records. They have to keep a library of current technical data. They have to document discrepancies. They have to have an inspection system. For complex work, you want that paper trail. If something goes wrong 6 months later and you need to understand what was done to your airplane, a certificated repair station is required to have those records in a form the FAA can audit. That matters. Now, Part 145 also breaks down what a repair station is certified to do through a rating system. Ratings cover different categories of work: airframe ratings, power plant ratings, propeller ratings, radio ratings, instrument ratings, and limited ratings for specific makes and models of equipment. When a shop earns its certificate, the certificate specifies exactly which ratings they hold. They can only perform work within those ratings. This is important because it means when you bring your airplane to a certificated repair station, you should know what ratings that station holds. If they're rated for the type of work you need, you're dealing with a facility that has demonstrated the specific capability to the FAA. If they try to do work outside their ratings, that's a violation, and the FAA takes it seriously. So when South Mountain Aviation earned their certification, the news is not just a shop opened. The news is that a shop in Maryland went through a rigorous process to demonstrate to federal regulators that they have the facilities, the personnel, the documentation systems, and the quality controls to perform specific categories of aviation maintenance to a standard the FAA can stand behind. That is a real accomplishment. And for pilots in the Mid-Atlantic region, it means something practical. The Mid-Atlantic is an interesting piece of airspace. You've got Class Bravo around Washington Dulles International and Reagan National. You've got Baltimore Washington International. You've got the flight restricted zone over the Capitol, which is one of the most complex airspace environments in the country for general aviation. You've got the Atlantic coast on one side and the Appalachians to the west. It is dense airspace and it is a dense population of pilots. Maryland alone has a significant general aviation community, Frederick Municipal, Hagerstown Regional, Maryland Airport, and College Park, which is the oldest continuously operating airport in the United States and has been operating since 1910. The region has history, it has activity, and it has a strong demand for quality maintenance. When a new certificated repair station enters that market, it adds a resource. Pilots who have been driving farther to get to a trusted shop now have another option closer to home. That matters when you're trying to keep an aircraft in the air. Maintenance access is one of the real-world factors that determines whether a general aviation aircraft actually gets flown. If the shop situation in your area is limited, the barrier to keeping up with maintenance goes up. Convenience matters more than we sometimes admit. Let me take a step back and talk about what's happening in the maintenance landscape right now, because it provides context for why a story like South Mountain Aviation is worth covering. The aviation maintenance workforce has been dealing with a shortage. It is not a new problem, but it has intensified in recent years. The mechanic pipeline has challenges. The supply of airframe and power plant mechanics graduating from FAA-approved aviation maintenance technician schools has not kept pace with retirements and with demand, particularly as commercial aviation has rebuilt post-pandemic. Airlines, Part 135 operators, and large maintenance repair and overhaul facilities can offer compensation and stability that is hard for small general aviation shops to match. The result, in some parts of the country, is that general aviation pilots are waiting longer for maintenance appointments. Annual inspections that used to be scheduled weeks out are now booked months in advance. That is not universal. There are parts of the country where the situation is better, but it is a real constraint in enough places that it has started affecting flying activity against that backdrop. A new repair station certification in any region is additive. It represents capacity. And capacity in the maintenance world translates directly into airplanes that are legally current and available to fly. The repair station model also has advantages when it comes to workforce development. A certificated repair station is required to have a training program for its personnel. That training requirement creates a structure for bringing newer mechanics up through the operation in a documented, accountable way. Over time, a well-run repair station can develop its own pipeline of skilled technicians who know that shop's specialty, whether that's piston engines, avionics, composite structures, or something more specific. The certification framework encourages that investment. Now, I want to address something that comes up whenever pilots talk about choosing a maintenance provider, and that is the question of whether to use a certificated repair station or an independent mechanic. The honest answer is that it depends on the work. For a routine oil change or a tire swap, an independent A&P with a good reputation is often a perfectly reasonable choice. The work is straightforward, the risks are manageable, and a trusted individual mechanic who has been working on your type of aircraft for 20 years is a genuine asset. Relationship-based maintenance with someone who knows your airplane is real value. For an annual inspection on a more complex aircraft, or for work on avionics systems, or for a major repair that involves an FAA Form 8377 maintenance record entry, or for any work that is going to require a return to service sign-off with full traceability. The structure of a certificated repair station provides additional assurance, not because individual mechanics are less capable, but because the system around the work is built to support accountability. And if you're flying an aircraft that is on an approved maintenance program, or if you operate under any kind of commercial authority, the requirement for certificated repair station work may not be optional at all. There are operators for whom Part 145 certification is mandatory for their maintenance providers. Here's something worth knowing about the inspection authority question. Not all Part 145 certificates automatically include inspection authorization for annual inspections on general aviation aircraft. An inspection authorization, which the FAA calls an IA, is a separate credential held by individual mechanics, not by the shop itself, but a certificated repair station that employs mechanics with current IA credentials can perform annual inspections under the combined authority of the shop certificate and those individual IAs. When you're vetting a repair station, it's worth asking whether they have mechanics with current inspection authorizations on staff. That is a practical question that matters when you're looking to schedule your annual. Let me talk about the Mid-Atlantic aviation picture a little more, because I think there's something worth appreciating about where South Mountain Aviation is operating. The area around the Blue Ridge and South Mountain Corridor in Western Maryland is not high-density urban flying. It's closer to the kind of general aviation that defines most of the country. Small airports, personal aircraft, pilots flying for transportation and recreation. And a community that depends on local infrastructure. The Frederick area has a strong aviation presence. Hagerstown has commercial service and a general aviation community. The Chambersburg and Martinsburg area just across the state lines is active. This is the kind of region where a well-run local repair station becomes a genuine community asset. Small general aviation airports survive when the ecosystem around them stays healthy. That ecosystem includes fuel, tie-downs, flight instruction, charter, and maintenance. When any one of those elements degrades, the airport becomes less viable as a hub for the community it serves. A new certificated repair station adds a brick to that foundation. There's also a word to be said about the business of earning a Part 145 certificate as a startup or early stage operation. It is not a quick process. The FAA's certification process for a repair station involves an initial application, a review of the applicant's training program and procedures manuals, a facility inspection, and a determination that all personnel and equipment requirements are met. For a small operation, assembling that documentation package while also building a business is a significant undertaking. It takes time, it takes resources, and it takes someone with the discipline to meet regulatory requirements before they're generating the revenue that justifies them. When a shop completes that process, they've made a commitment that is worth recognizing. They chose to do things the right way from the start rather than operating in the gray area that exists for uncertified maintenance work. That matters for the culture of aviation safety. The certification system works when operators buy into it. When shops seek certification, when mechanics pursue inspection authorizations, when owners insist on documented maintenance history, the whole system functions the way it's designed to. The records are there, the accountability is there, and when something does go wrong and the National Transportation Safety Board starts reviewing the maintenance history of an accident aircraft, the paper trail is what tells the story. General aviation has a maintenance documentation problem in parts of the fleet. Aircraft that have been through multiple owners and multiple uncertified repairs sometimes arrive at shops with logbooks that tell an incomplete story. A certificated repair station that maintains rigorous records is not just protecting its certification, it's contributing to a system that protects the integrity of the aircraft's history for every owner who comes after. So what should a pilot actually do with any of this? If you're in the Mid-Atlantic region, South Mountain Aviation is worth knowing about. If their ratings cover the work you need, they've now earned the right to be on your list of potential maintenance providers. Give them a call. Ask about their ratings, their turnaround times, their experience with your type of aircraft. No certification replaces the conversation you have when you're deciding who to trust with your airplane. More broadly, get familiar with the repair station system. When you walk into a maintenance shop, you're allowed to ask whether they're a certificated Part 145 repair station. You're allowed to ask to see their ratings. A legitimate shop will have those answers readily available. If someone gets defensive about that question, that tells you something. Know the difference between who can sign off your annual, who can perform return to service on avionics work, and who can do a major repair under a designated engineering representative approval. These distinctions matter when things get complicated, and when you find a shop that does good work and treats you like a pilot, not just a work order, hold on to that relationship. Good maintenance providers are worth more than their labor rate. Sources for this segment include Flying Magazine, which covered South Mountain Aviation certification, along with FAA Advisory Circular 145-5, which is the FAA's own guidance document on repair station certification. Advisory circulars are publicly available at faa.gov. If you want to go deeper on the regulatory framework, find us at radiohangar.com. This is Tower on ATs. Fly safe, keep the logbooks clean, and take care of your airplane. It'll take care of you.